spending bill approved in December only funded Homeland Security through February 27th, while lawmakers debated whether to tie that funding to other issues.
Now it's tied up in the Senate and the clock is ticking. We're joined live by Utah Congressman Chris Stewart on the KSL Newsline. Congressman, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. A pleasure to be with you.
Of course, we're all concerned about funding for Homeland Security, a vital department, and now the immigration. Is this a rider that's been attached that's causing this filibuster in the Senate?
Yeah, it is, but this is important to note. This isn't an argument over, you know, something relatively minor like a procedure, a tax policy, a tax rate, or regulation. This is an argument over what does the Constitution mean? And does the president recognize that the Congress is a co-equal branch of government? And there are many who believe that what he did with his executive amnesty is not only illegal, but unconstitutional. And that's at heart what the conversation that's taking place right now.
Is Homeland Security funding the appropriate place to have this argument?
Well, it's the only place to have this argument because that is the funding where the president has exerted this authority to say that he can grant executive amnesty to 5 million people. And, of course, that happens through Homeland Security. So none of these are good options, but in this case, this is the only option to have that argument.
You know, there are people who are concerned that while the wrangling is going on back in Washington, you know, lives might be at stake or we might be at risk for some kind of attack or something like that. Is that overstating the situation?
Well, we're always at a risk of attack. I mean, this doesn't change that because Homeland Security is obviously operating. I think it's everyone's intention to keep it operating. We recognize, as I've said 1,000 times now, as a former military pilot and someone who's intensely interested in this, we live in a dangerous world. It's chaotic. It's entirely unpredictable. We saw that recently with this just unspeakable act of ISIL and what they did with this Jordanian pilot. And it reminds us of that fact once again. And again, I don't think no one wants to see Homeland Security shut down. That's no one's intention. But I do think this is such a generational conflict between the executive and the Congress that it's something we've got to decide. All of us want to move forward on protecting our nation, but this is an important issue as well.
So if it came right down to it, Congressman, that Homeland Security would be shut down because the Senate won't vote on this bill with the exception, would you approve the funding of President Obama's executive order if that was the only way to keep Homeland Security funded?
Yeah, I think there are ways that we can keep Homeland Security funded and still defund this executive amnesty. There are different ways we could fund the very important parts of what they do, the essential personnel. And I think worst case scenario, that's what we would end up with.
Congressman, thank you for your time this morning. Utah Congressman Chris Stewart with us on the KSL Newsline.
On KSL In Depth at 15 and 45.